Camp Aaron, tucked away here in Northeast Maryland. It's more than just a place for kids to cool off from the hot summer sun.
When I was like 4, my dad's dad died in 2008 or 2007. My mom's dad died, and then in February 15th, 2010, in my birthday month, my dad died.
Camp Aaron is an adventure weekend for children who have lost someone close to them.
Camp Aaron was created by former Oriole pitcher Jamie Moyer and his wife Karen.
Hopefully it's helped these kids and reached out to these kids to allow them to remember their loved one in a positive way, in a happy way, and be able to move on in their lives.
The Moyer Foundation funds the three-day weekend camps in almost every Major League Baseball city. Karen Moyer says the camp is named in memory of Aaron Metcalf, who became close with the Moyers and died from cancer.
It was great to honor someone who lived a short life, 17 years, but her legacy goes on, helping children grieve as she was concerned about her sisters who would be grieving her loss.
There's plenty to do here at Camp Aaron, and the children, like Tariq Smith, are surrounded and supported by grief counselors and volunteers who help them through this difficult process.
My father died, and I'm trying to cope with his death and the loss.
How long ago was that?
4 years.
Has it gotten easier or has it gotten more difficult?
Easier because I'm remembering the memories, the good memories about them.
Camp President Annette March Greer.
It allows them to see the beauty of life and nature and to see the creation that's all around them. It gets them in touch with how life is a natural process.
Some Alfredo chicken with chicken strips.
Here in the camp cafeteria, lunchtime is a chance for the campers to hang out with friends but keep their loved ones close by.
In one part of the cafeteria, there's a memory board. That board features pictures of the campers' family or friends who passed away.
Aaron Metcalf's parents believe the camp, named in honor of their daughter, keeps her memory alive.
Aaron would have loved to be at these camps, to see the energy of the children here and the joyfulness with which they play together and how quickly they form such strong relationships.
We need more of everything.
Where do most of these kids come from?
Baltimore City. And I would say probably at least 75% of them have lost dads.
I was a daddy's girl. If my mom said no, my dad would say yes. So I ran to my dad. He was a very fun and willing. He was willing to do new things and try new things.
Next.
You were the rock in my family. You gave me life and you left me at home.
The campers use art and nature to help them heal. I'm John Patty.
I'm Ann Kramer, WBAL and WBAL.com.